4, Bravo Golf Echo, mobile. Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, mobile.
Good evening. This is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, W-4-H-I, Seneca.
Hello, Bruce. This is Donnie, Delta Oscar, November, November, Yankee. And I am cruising out into, well, I'm in Liberty, but I'm headed to England. How are you doing this fine evening?
Your acquaintance here, Donnie. I was closing the window, so I sort of missed where you were, where you're transmitting from. We're just making a run to the pizza place and coming back. Not a big run, only a few miles back and forth.
Yes, sir. Now that Tommy's full, time to relax. So I hope that pizza was really good.
Look at the SUV underneath the blanket, staying warm. We'll see here in a little while. That's a little Caesars one. I should have, I see now they have this, I haven't been in the Caesars in a while, and they have this portal thing there, so you can pre-order it and walk right in, and you've already paid for it, and put in a code, and it's hot and ready for you right away. You beat the lines.
Oh, wow, man, how have the times have changed. That's so wild. You know, that sounds pretty convenient.
Yeah, I'll get into next time, that's for sure. Because I can order it before I leave. So that'd be good.
Sir, now that is the exact definition of a hot and ready. Since I tell you what. Well, as you got some pretty bad looking storm clouds around you, I'm over here in Liberty, and it looks like you might get ready for a downpour.
Hoping we get something, but it's only 50%, and I'm glad I'm not taking lottery tickets, because I've lost all the 50%ers. They've all rained elsewhere. We haven't had rain in my house in like 3 weeks, and that was just like a tenth of an inch. So it's been dry, but anyway, I watered the lawn with sprinklers a couple days ago. And I used 2,500 gallons of water.
Goodness, I bet the ground was thirsty, too. Yeah, we had a little spurt of rain, kind of like you did. I'd say about the same time, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I've been having to water my peppers and tomatoes and such almost like every other day, it feels like.
I have about 3/5 of an acre cleared around the house. So we did that on purpose so that we wouldn't have any trees falling on the house, and also probably minimize the leaves. But I see this year, you know, fall is coming quicker, sooner, because I've got two trees, and there's trees all around the property. I live overlooking a small creek. That has a dam on it, like that notorious one you have up in Greenville there that they're building the one behind it. Same, this one's even older than that one, but it still works and doesn't leak and it's in good shape, and they still generate electricity. Not very much by today's terms, but they still make electricity there. Over.
Okay, cool. That's something, man. Yeah, you know, the only dam I've ever lived next to is at a lake. I never got to see one in a creek, so that's pretty cool. My dad actually just went and saw the Hoover Dam, and he said that is worth a trip. But boy, would I love to go out there.
Stayed for only 2 times and never left the airport. I was, you know, going to get another plane. So anyway. Hey, I'm pulling into the driveway with my HUD ready. Talk with you later. Don, thanks for coming back. Appreciate it. And you have a blessed rest of the day and a better tomorrow.
Tom, and I just pulled up to my location here as well. And I hope you enjoy that delicious pizza and you have a nice, relaxing evening. and a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. 73 to Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Clear up your final.